Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 28, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, ladies, I trust that you all had a great weekend, and again, that you are certainly ready to take on the challenges and opportunities that will help you to accomplish your personal and business goals. Our theme for all of this month has been developing the leader in you, and it's the single most important skill that you need to take your business to the next level. And it's so important as women that we start paying little attention to where we need improvement at and see how important it is for us to not only be the master in leadership for our business, but for our lives as well. I've got a great lineup for you today. Our subtopic under our theme, developing the leader in you, is finding the leader in you. And so, of course, we are going to be wrapping up our hot theme for this month, and I know that you're going to enjoy some of the things that I share with you. I'm also going to be sharing some information with you. I've been reading a really good book, The Compound Effect. A big thanks to my hubby, Robert, who introduced me to the book, and I listened to the audios this past weekend. Phenomenal. So I've decided that it is going to be the book that we review for October. But today's included in our lineup, of course, is going to be I Believe in the Power of Me. Our overall theme for 2015, these are four questions that will help you to take action and get in touch with your inner power. And then, of course, we have a book excerpt from The Power of Focus for Women by Fran and Les Hewitt. Today, I'll be reading the excerpt from page 124, Prioritize Your Values. Don't we need to all do that one, right? And also upcoming events at Women About Biz, and of course, again, our hot topic for today, finding the leader in you. So we've got great information that you'll be able to put to use right away. So this is a wonderful time right now to click over on another line and share today's live broadcast with another friend, business associate, or family member. Have them to dial in too, for those of you with pen in hand, 347-637-2589. Again, the show dial-in number is 347-637-2589. And, of course, for all of you listening from your smart devices, your laptop, your phone, then you can simply plug in blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out, and individuals can listen right from their smart devices directly into the show. I had a quiet and a peaceful weekend. I got a lot of needed rest, although on Saturday I actually spoke at a couple of events. I want to give a big kudos out to Sonia Booker, who is a wealth and real estate coach here in the metro Atlanta area, but she also does it on a national level, and she had the Everything Real Estate Conference. I truly enjoyed it. Boy, was there a lot of great information. And I am so excited to announce to you ladies today that Sonia is actually going to be the real estate expert at Women About Biz. So no matter where you are living in the country, if you've been interested in investing in real estate and looking at how you can start doing other things to bring about wealth in your life, then you're definitely going to want to stay tuned and make sure you visit Women About Biz as we debut the channel for Sonia Booker. So I'm very, very excited about that. I also want to give a shout out to other experts at Women About Biz. We've had the great fortune to have wonderful women who want to give back to the community of business women, and they've chosen Women About Biz to do that in. And so, again, I want to give a big shout-out to Dr. Marilyn Johnson, our coach who is a naturopathic specialist, and she also is the author of 49 Days to Fabulous. Also want to give a big shout-out to Donna Satchel, our passion and purpose and communications coach. Donna is just full of information on how to help you tap into your inner self, define your purpose. What is it that I really want to do? So I'm very, very excited that Donna is on board with us. And then, of course, we have our Mommy Balance coach, Teresa Johnson, who is going to be talking about all things mom. And it's not just about business, of course, but she's also going to share with you information on activities that you can do with your kids, things that you can do to better balance your life as a mom, so you can do some of the things that you would like to do as well. So, again, I am so excited that all of these women are in my life, and also that they are giving back. And, you know, that's what it's all about, in giving back. Sometimes, you know, we can be selfish because we don't necessarily want to give back. We want to focus on making the money, making the money, making the money. But sometimes how we make the money is in the giving. And so, again, a big kudos to all of the Women About Biz experts and advisors who are giving back to Women About Biz. So I'm so excited. And, again, I want to thank all of you for listening to the show today and for being a part of Successful Woman Radio. Again, it's not too late. You can still flash over on another line and let a family member, a friend, someone who has told you that they're looking for support, because, of course, you can always tune in to Successful Woman Radio every single Monday, rain or shine, holiday, regular day. We're always going to be here at 12 noon Eastern time for you, giving you that dose of motivation and inspiration that you can use. And isn't it wonderful when you can come to an environment and it's all about being positive? It's all about encouraging someone to, you know, pursue their dreams and their goals and do what it is that they need to do to make things happen. So I want to encourage you to continue to share the show. That is how we've been able to amass so many listeners for Successful Woman Radio over the years. And so, again, if you can, go ahead and give us a big shout-out and let individuals know that we are live on the air right now. Also, I want to remind you that anytime that you don't have the time or you have something scheduled during that 12 o'clock hour, you can't listen live, then I want to encourage you to go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, that's SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. And over in the right-hand column, we have a show player. And you can listen to the previous broadcast of the show right there on your right-hand column. And so, again, if you miss the show, then you can do it. You know, the beautiful thing about this as well is that even if you're looking through your phone and you go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, you can still click on the player and listen to the broadcast right from your cell phone. Just put your headset in your ear and listen. You can be, you know, driving, or you can be at work and you have some time that you can listen to the show, then that's something that you can do as well. Can you believe the fall season has truly come into play here in the South? I know here in Atlanta, it has really cooled down. I woke up this morning and it was in the low 60s, and you can see the leaves beginning to change. Everything is getting really, really beautiful with the fall season coming in. And I know that for those of you on the California side or the West Coast, I hear that it is warm. As a matter of fact, I think it was like 90-plus degrees in Southern California on yesterday. I'm not sure what it was like in the San Francisco Bay Area. But I know I'm getting a lot of reports from members all over that it's still warm in certain areas. But I know on the East Coast, the fall season is coming quickly. So I don't know if that is an indication that we're going to have a very cold winter or not. But it's going to be interesting to see. Now, just as the fall season is coming in and something happens consistently with each season that we come into, that is what needs to happen with your business. I truly believe in planning your business out on an annual basis. And then once you plan it out, you can break it down into quarters. And from those quarters, You can break it down into months, and of course, then you know what you should be doing on a weekly basis. When we're not proactive in getting things done that we need to do for our business, not only is it going to hit us in our where it counts, which is in our checking account, but it's also going to do some other things as well. We're going to feel disorganized, and of course, hey, I'm talking firsthand, lessons learned, right? We're going to feel disorganized. We are going to feel unclear about what it is that we should be doing as businesswomen. We're going to be feeling unclear in our personal lives as well. So being proactive is very, very important. And one of the ways to be proactive is that you have to breathe. You've got to schedule enough time. You've got to slow down and schedule enough time for planning out your business and for planning out your life. You know, a while back, and I would have to say it's been quite a while back, maybe a couple of decades back, I remember when I was younger, I used to not want to be structured. I wanted really just the ability to, I considered it freedom. I want to be a free thinker. I want to be free to do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do it. And I don't really want to stay confined to where I have to be extremely structured. But you know what? Hindsight is 20/20, of course, and I have come to learn that that's not the way to have a productive life. And I hear a lot of young folk, and I guess when I say young, between the ages, let's say, of 18 to 28, I hear a lot of young people talk that way, that they want to be free, they don't want anything to bog them down or what have you. And then I hear a lot of people with the wrong misconception about business. They have a tendency to think that if you have your own business and you're your own boss, you get to call the shots. But I want to clear that up because that's not true either. A lot of the times when you start a business, what's most important is your customer, your client, and making sure that based on the business type that you have, that you are serving your customers and your clients properly. And when you're not able to do that, that's when you're going to start to see things not happening in your business. So one of the things that I think is most important is that you realize that you must be structured. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later as I discuss with you finding the leader in you a little bit later in the show today. At this time, I want to go ahead and I want to just share with you some things that I've read this weekend. I want to give you some of the wisdom that I received this weekend from a wonderful book called The Compound Effect. Again, The Compound Effect, and I'm not sure how many of you have heard of that book or if you have actually read that book before, but The Compound Effect is a very, very powerful book, and it is all about really understanding that consistency, okay, and working hard still are the two main keys in being very, very successful in business. And a lot of the time, a lot of people don't want to face the fact on that, but it's very, very true. And Darren Hardy, who is also the CEO and founder of Success Magazine, is the author of the book, The Compound Effect. And you can read more about the book itself and learn more about Darren by going to The Compound Effect. Effect.com. But one of the things that I really, really liked about the book is that it really gives you a good dose of old-fashioned tell the truth and tell it like it is medicine. And that is the one thing that I really loved about The Compound Effect. In a nutshell, some of the wisdom that I received this weekend was just about the fact that, you know, one of the things that a lot of us as people run away from is consistency. A lot of the times we know what will make us successful, what we can be successful in, but we're unwilling to be consistent. Here's another thing that I've been talking about a lot, and I learned again as I was reading this book, is that a lot of the times the habits, the negative habits that we have will work against the consistency, us trying to be consistent, because we've had so many habits that work against us that it's very difficult. So, again, you have to go back, you have to develop new habits, and you have to write over that hard drive, write over those habits that are working against you, which is so very, very important. So, again, The Compound Effect, Jumpstart Your Income, Your Life, Your Success, an excellent book. And I want to recommend that you read it. And, of course, if you get your copy, you'll be able to follow along with us on next week as we introduce The Compound Effect as one of our books of the month that we will be reading excerpts from for the month of October. It is indeed 12:15 after the hour. You are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and I want to thank you so much for investing your valuable time in listening to the show today. And I want to thank you in advance for sharing the show with other women that you know need encouragement, need motivation, need a positive environment that they can come to and get that dose of encouragement and information that they need to be successful. And that's what it's all about here at Successful Woman Radio. You know, I also want to just share some other things that I have been, again, I've been talking about them a little bit throughout the shows this month, but I want to talk to you and ask you a very, very important question as it pertains to our topic today about leadership. Have you found the leader in you? Do you know who she is? Do you believe that she has the leadership skills necessary to run your business? Well, today I'm going to be sharing that. I'm going to be talking about things that you need to know to find the inner leader in you, five ways to do that. And so it's important that you have your pen and your notepad, so make sure you have that handy and in place, okay? Also, I want to go ahead right now and just let everyone know to mark your calendars for Saturday, December 5th. Again, Saturday, December 5th. Now, that is our annual holiday extravaganza at Women About Biz. We hold it in Metro Atlanta, and it will be held again Saturday, December 5th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So please make sure you mark your calendar. It's going to be held at the DoubleTree Hotel, 285 in La Vista Road. It's a wonderful event filled with shopping, and it's filled with wonderful information you can use to prepare your business strategy for the next year. And then if you would like, you can stay the night with several other women who will be staying the night, and we end up having our powwow session. We cry, we laugh, we talk, and we look at what we need to do to push ourselves to the next level for 2016. So, again, I want you to go ahead and get that on your calendar right now. The Women About Biz Annual Holiday Extravaganza, December 5th, 2015. And, again, all of you, many people attend that every single year and talk about it. And, you know, so please make sure you start spreading the news. Information will be up as of tomorrow for those of you who would like to register early and learn more about vendor opportunities. But I'm very, very excited about the extravaganza. And this year makes our 8th extravaganza. Very, very excited about that. So this is our 8th annual extravaganza. And so we're moving on. We're in the process. We have two of the three wise women, and we're looking for that third wise woman. We always choose women who have been there, who have built their businesses in the trenches, and they're now leading business women and making it happen for themselves. And, of course, I'm always excited to bring these women to you. And they are women who are in the mid to high six-figure and seven-figure businesses, and they can answer questions for us. And that's what we want. We want to sometimes dig deep. And we call this our Wise Women's Panel. Very excited about it. So, again, I am excited to announce our 2015 Holiday Extravaganza coming up on Saturday, December 5th. Please make sure you mark your calendar. If you are not in the Georgia region or area, hey, this is a great time right now to start thinking about planning a trip to come to Atlanta and be a part of our Holiday Extravaganza. Very, very excited about that. I want to go ahead and delve right into I Believe in the Power of Me. And, you know, this is so important to me. You know, I've had so many people to tell me that these questions have truly, truly helped them. And so I pray that they have been helping you. And if you are a new listener, I Believe in the Power of Me is our overall theme for 2015. And at the beginning of the year, I came up with four questions that not only will help me, but they will help you in gaining better clarity and in knowing what it is that you want in your life and business. And so here's question number one that you should be asking yourself whenever you need to. I do it daily. Am I clear on my vision and what it is that I want to experience? Now, if you'll remember, I've always shared with you that I believe your vision really starts in the spiritual realm of you internally, in the thought process. And in order for you to do anything with it, it has to be brought out of the spiritual realm and into the physical, earthly realm, which is us living in the now, right? And so it's so important for you to be clear about your vision and what it is that you want to experience. But sometimes as women, we can get overwhelmed because we're thinking that our vision has to be so far out that we get confused because that we don't know what we want to do 10 years from now or 20 years from now or where we are. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about this next 90 days, okay? That's a good time frame, 3 months, you know, and get clear on what it is that you would like to experience in your business in this next 3 months. What is it that you want to experience financially? What is it that you would like to experience as a brand? How are you going to get the word out about who you are and what you stand for? What is it that you would like to experience as the CEO, as the ambassador of your company? So list those things out. What is it that you want to experience financially in this next 90 days? Here's number two. Have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Oh, my goodness. You know what? This habit thing is very serious. It's something that we really cannot take lightly. Okay, because habits lie deep within the subconscious system, and they are started because of an automated process that we ourselves begin. We began to repeat them, and after about the seventh time of repeating something over and over, and this could be thinking about something over and over, obsessing over something over and over. This could be something you are watching on television over and over or listening to an audio or something that gets put or embedded in your mind. Once it's repeatedly done over seven times, so what the subconscious mind does is basically it says, okay, then this must be important. It's not judging whether it's good or bad for you. It's just saying, hey, this must be important because it's been done enough times to where I now am creating a file to automate this habit. And that's exactly what happens, and that's why sometimes things work against us when we are trying our very best to create a successful business, when we are trying to move forward. Our habits are holding us back. And remember, our habits lie within the spiritual realm of us. It lies within our subconscious mind. And so, again, when we look at what we want to do, when we start developing our desires, our dreams, our goals, and the things that we would like, guess what? Those are in our conscious mind. So what happens is that if you have habits that are lying deep within your subconscious mind that are working against what you want, then you have a battle going on, right? So this is why it's so important to identify those habits. Here's number three. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? So you remember me talking about the fact just now that your vision lies within your spiritual realm, and in order to start working on it, in order for you to start manifesting and taking action on the things that you need to, right, then you have to get it out of that spiritual realm and into the physical realm, which means onto paper. And what's going to help us get it onto paper is that we're going to list out goals that will support our vision, and then we're going to also create tasks that will support the goals getting done. And so that is a very, very important part of the visioning process that you cannot bypass. Here's number four. Have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Again, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Listen, as women, we need short spurts of encouragement, short spurts of positive results, right? And one way to get that is to make sure that you have set goals short enough. Okay, let's say within a week, 7-day goals, or within a 30-day goals, short enough for you to see and also experience a positive result from you taking action to them, that is going to also encourage you more. And so I believe in women, we really need short-term goals more than anything. Why? Because it generates the power within you. When you are encouraged, when you are able to see positive results come as a result of you taking action on your shorter-term goals, then it's going to encourage you to do more. It's going to actually convict within you. And conviction is one of those terms. It means I know what I know. It means that you are 100% clear and sure on what you know, and it allows you to move swifter. It allows you to move faster. And that is what we need. And that's why I talk about unshakable faith all the time, because really that is what we all need to have in order to be successful in life and business. Is we need a good old-fashioned dose of unshakable faith, a level of belief that's so deeply rooted within yourself that it causes you, it compels you to take swift and immediate action on whatever comes to your mind, your dreams, your goals, or whatever it is that you need to do. So there you have it, ladies. Okay, you have 4 questions that you should be asking yourself as often as necessary to generate the power within yourself. You see, it's keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. That's what it's all about on the journey of business success, okay? There is no perfection here. It's you always continuously striving to a higher level. And, of course, as you know, you must take action to do that. It is 12:26 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I just finished going over I Believe in the Power of Me. And, of course, we're getting ready to have a book excerpt from The Power of Focus for Women in just a little bit. I want to talk to you about the holidays, and it's coming up. And I want to share some things with you that you may not have thought about from a business perspective, okay? But the holiday season is indeed coming up. And if you have business products or services that you know play into the holiday season, meaning they really are extremely compatible with the holiday season, then I highly encourage you to go ahead and start planning how you're going to introduce these products and services to prospective customers and clients, okay? So now is the time. Now is the time for you to truly start looking at how you're going to go ahead and create a holiday campaign for your business, okay? Because you want to get a head start, because people are already beginning to shop for Christmas. People are already beginning to form their ideas about the holiday season. They're already getting ready to purchase certain things for the holiday season. I even know a lot of ladies already start making lists. They'll list out everybody's name that they want to buy a gift for. They'll even list what type of gift they want to purchase. So again, now is a good time for you to start planning your holiday campaign. Now, what happens? What do you do to plan a holiday campaign, marketing campaign for your business? Well, I think the first thing that you have to do is you have to identify, and this is very important, you have to identify the products or the services that you are going to actually push for your holiday campaign. Some businesses have multiple products or multiple services, and unfortunately, you know, you cannot try to push all of them. Okay, it's going to take too much time. You have to look at the products and services you have and determine which one is going to be your primary focus that you're going to be pushing out there, okay? So once you do that, the second thing that you should really look at is you should start already cleaning up your mailing list, okay? If you have not thought about that, it's time for you to do so. Now, a good way to clean up your mailing list, and I know a lot of women, business women, have a tendency to ignore this, but if you have MailChimp, Constant Contact, GetResponse, AWeber, oftentimes when you send out an email, they're going to let you know which emails are actually bouncing back, okay? And all of those emails that are bouncing back, you really need to remove those emails from your list. And so that's a part of cleaning up your mailing list. And so I encourage you to get ready to do that. Why? Because you really want a good, clean mailing list when you're getting ready to send out information to your potential customers, okay? The third thing that I think is going to be very, very important is that you already want to start looking at some designs that have a holiday theme for your e-newsletters. Okay, and if you have a web designer or if you have a social media consultant that is helping you with your social media campaigns, this is the time to start discussing the different designs for the holidays. Now, one thing that you can do is you can actually have a holiday header made, and it can incorporate your logo so that you can use that holiday header on all of your holiday announcements. Okay, that's one thing that you can do. Now, if you are on a budget, one website that can help you with that is Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. Of course, the uniqueness about Fiverr is that everything is $5, right? And sometimes it can cost more, or sometimes it's $5 for intro, and then, of course, the designer will let you know if they can do something a little more elaborate for you and that it'll be more expensive. But start with that. And then the next thing, of course, that's going to be very important is content. Content is queen. And, of course, you need to figure out how you're going to introduce your product or service during the holiday season. So you definitely need to have a content schedule and look at how often you're going to be sending things out for the holidays. Now, oftentimes people expect to receive more email than they normally do on a particular topic or subject simply because it is a holiday season. So that is what you need to be thinking about. So, again, you know, as I've said, identify the products or services, clean up your mailing list, have a holiday banner designed so that you can have that at the top of your e-newsletters. And then number four was content. Make sure that you look at the type of content that you want to have. And then number five also is that you want to look at what type of specials are you going to give. Now, keep in mind, we have Black Friday, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving, so you need to be looking at having your own special day. I decided this year that, of course, I'm not going to do anything on Black Friday, but I am going to have my own special day at Women About Biz, where women will be able to get incredible deals on everything from ebooks, content, to special coaching packages, different things that, I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be kind of like 75% off almost. I'm already working on that. So what are you working on? So you've got discounts that you can give. You've got free product samples that you can be giving. You can create contests. So there's all kinds of things that you will be able to do if you start working on your holiday campaign right now. Now, this is also a good time coming up for individuals who are interested in moonlighting some type of product or service. For example, I know that there are businesswomen out there who every year they start creating wreaths, Christmas and holiday wreaths, right? And I've seen some beautiful, elaborate wreaths, and so this is the time for them to actually start marketing that. Why? Because you can't start selling wreaths too late, because people are already going to be going to the stores looking at them for the Thanksgiving season. So, again, this is your time now that you need to be out there creating your campaign and selling those wreaths and other holiday-type items that you're wanting to push for the holiday season. So I wanted to remind you of that, and I'm going to be giving you more holiday tips as we move forward into the month of October. And again, I've got a very special announcement coming up on next Monday as we talk about our new women-owned holiday catalog that I will be telling you how you can become a part of it. So stay tuned for that as well. Very, very exciting, the holiday season. You know, there's so many opportunities for us to support one another as business women. I want to go ahead right now and read an excerpt from the book, The Power of Focus, okay? And this is a book written by Fran and Les Hewitt. And there's two books, actually. There's The Power of Focus, which is more business-oriented, written by Les Hewitt. And then there is The Power for Women that is written by Fran and Les Hewitt, a husband and wife team. So today in The Power of Focus for Women, I am reading from page 124, Prioritize Your Values. Again, prioritize your values. The author goes on to say that prioritizing your values is extremely important. She says, a key to creating excellent balance lies in knowing what we value most and making this a priority. We are most likely to stay true to our values when we know what they are. But people are often vague when it comes to defining their values. We know some of our surface values, like maintaining good health, but deeper values that are connected to our core remain elusive. Making our values a foundation for everything we do gives us a great feeling of congruency. When our goals, work, and relationships are in alignment with our values, life flows more easily. This is the catalyst for creating joy and peace of mind. Now, I want to stop right there and give you a side note because this is so very, very true. And I want to repeat the sentence that she when she says, when our goals, work, and relationship are in alignment with our values, life flows more easily. And so this is why it's so important for you to make sure that the business ideas, the opportunities, everything that you involve yourself with, that it is in alignment with your core values. And your core values are always going to lie on the personal side. Okay, what is it that you want to experience in your personal life? What is it that you want to do? What type of relationships do you want to have? What are your morals? What are your ethics? What are your values? What do you stand for? Because, see, whatever that is, then it must align and it must flow with whatever you are doing in business. And so, amen, your core values are a priority. And again, as she says, this is a catalyst for creating joy and peace of mind. As I continue, the author says, the opposite is also true. If we do not integrate our most important values into our everyday life, we experience stress, tension, and conflict. It's like having a jigsaw puzzle with pieces that don't fit. No matter how much we force them to mesh, they never do. Instead of creating joy and harmony, life feels disjointed, frustrating, and meaningless. To avoid all this potential angst, let's look at a comprehensive list of values. Now, all of these will apply to you, and there may be other values not on this list for which you have a high regard. That's fine, she says. Just make note of them. She says, I cherish many of the values on the list, especially health, quiet time, family, and work. How do I integrate these values into my life? I exercise every day by going to the gym, doing aerobics, or walking the dog, or a combination of all three. Exercise not only keeps me fit, it's the best way for me to handle stress and stay healthy. Giving back to the community in some capacity is also important to me. She says, there is no particular order of importance, but here are some values worth considering. Family, work, honesty, faith, courage, fun, health, flexibility, learning, playfulness, culture, quiet time, creativity, intuition, knowledge, compassion, solitude, friendship, self-discipline, intelligence, generosity, achievement, opportunity, spirituality, independence, beauty, adventure, tithing, music, financial security, cleanliness, enthusiasm. These are just a few values that she says you should consider. She says, I also schedule quiet time every day. That's the time I can reflect without interruption. It helps me solve problems and nurtures my creativity. It's also time to connect with God. That relationship is significant to me. He is my compass and provides direction and purpose in my life. My family and my relationship with Les are important, so family time is a high priority. In our house, mealtime has become a focal point for communication. My work provides meaning and helps me to expand my competence and confidence. It also balances my week. Not every day is perfect. The unexpected can knock my best laid schedule off, of course, but most of the time I feel balanced and satisfied that I am in harmony with myself. Integration of your values into your life is the key to balance. When you do this, you may not get your busy stuff completed all of the time. You may not be perceived as Miss Super Efficient anymore, but by putting your most important values first, you will feel happier. What would your day look like and feel like if you lived more from your values? The good news is that you don't want to integrate anything all at once. Pick one or two values to start with, then focus on these for the next few weeks. Make decisions that are centered on these values and be more conscious of how this affects you each and every day. You'll likely feel more in charge, more confident, and more congruent. That's a lot better than filling your days with too much stuff, feeling bombarded and out of control. So there you have it, ladies. And I think it was worth going over today about prioritizing your values. So what are your values? What is it that you need to be looking at that's very important for you? You know, I think one of the biggest things and aha moments that I got out of reading this section is when she said our goals, work, and relationships are in alignment with our values. And when they are, life flows more easily. And I said earlier on the show, I remember when I was younger and I wanted to be the so-called free. You know, I didn't want to get structured. I didn't want to always have structure. But now, as I've become wiser and older, I now realize that structure is extremely important. It's very, very key. You know, the one thing about visioning and about developing your vision that God has given you and manifesting all of those things that you need to through your vision is that it requires you to be structured. And structure is key. And I'm going to be talking about structure in just a few minutes. It is 12:41 after the hour. Don't hang up that phone. We're getting ready to delve right into our hot topic for today, which is finding the leader in you. And guess what? It's never too late to flash over on another line and to call a friend, a family member, an associate, a businesswoman, someone that you know needs encouragement. They need motivation. They need to be in a positive environment. Right? That is what it's all about as we all strive to be the best we can be for our business, for our lives, for our family, to be the leaders we need to be. So what I want to do right now, ladies, is I want to actually go into a recap with you and just actually give you some of the topics that we talked about throughout the month, since this is the last Monday. Our overall theme for the month of September is developing the leader in you. And, of course, on Monday the 7th, I gave you 10 ways to get started with your own personal development system. And I'm going to go over just a few of those 10 ways. But again, there is a wonderful, wonderful personal development article that we actually have on the Women About Biz website. And so I want you to be able to find it. So if you go to womenaboutbiz.com and hold your mouse over channels in the top red menu bar, you can click on personal development and you can find that article. Daily personal development is your key to success, okay? So you'll find it there, and I actually repeat the 10 ways to get started with your personal development system. So number one was to set at least 30 minutes to 1 hour in your schedule every day for your personal development. In other words, you should know what it is that you need to work on personally and develop your skills in based on pretty much what your business needs from you at this time or what your personal life is requiring of you at this time, okay? So if you feel that you're late all of the time everywhere you go and you're not quite sure what's going on, then you know you need to develop your time management skills, right? You also probably need to develop your decision-making skills and your prioritization skills. So setting 30 minutes aside, for example, to look at developing those time management skills is very, very important. Now, one of the things that I learned quite a few years ago, which I was very encouraged by, is that most millionaires spend anywhere between 2 to 3 hours a day on personal development alone. Okay, those individuals who are working hard to be successful at leadership, they spend a lot of time developing themselves as leaders. Here was number two in the 10 ways to get started. You need to create a personal development journal. Okay, and this can be a simple style-bound notebook. Start writing down skills and areas in your life that you would like to see improvement in. And again, place a star or use a yellow highlighter to mark areas that you feel you need to immediately work on. Now, remember, don't overload your schedule with trying to work on everything all at once, which is why you really can align it with what you are trying to accomplish, for example, in your business for the next 90 days. If within the next 90 days you want to speak to groups, then you know you need to work on speaking. If in the next 90 days you know that, again, you're going to be going to a lot of events and different things like that, you know that you're weak in time management, then you want to work on that, right? So remember that. Number three, complete a personal development worksheet. Now, this is for those of you who are members of Women About Biz. This is located in the members download section, okay? And for those of you that are not members, well, there is only one thing that you need to be doing, and that is joining us at Women About Biz. Here's number four. Schedule time to complete each action that is required of you. Make sure you're scheduling your task in your planner, okay? That's very, very important. And those are just some of the things that I actually had mentioned on the first Monday that we talked about in September, 10 ways to get started. And again, if you want to see all 10 ways, you can go to womenaboutbiz.com and you can hold your mouse over channels and you can select personal development, which I think is the third text link down under the channel section. And then from there, you can go and look for the article about personal development, okay? It's called Daily Personal Development is Your Key to Success. And actually, if you scroll all the way down in the personal development channel under more articles, you will see it listed there. You can click on that and read the article in its entirety. And then on Monday, September the 14th, we talked about 7 ways to declutter your mindset. Now, remember, this is all about developing the leader in you and why it's the single most important skill that is required of you to be successful. And so I talked about the fact that sometimes in order to be successful and to find the leader in you, you've got to declutter your mindset. And the 7 ways to declutter your mindset included, number 1, was to identify what's priority in your business. Number 2, to evaluate what you've been doing over the last month that has actually contributed to accomplishing those priorities. Number 3 was set goals that focus on those priorities. Number 4 was to, of course, adopt a time management system that you will stay committed to. Number 5 was stop waiting for the perfect time to take action. Number 6 was to use a journal to record your ideas and goals. And again, a journal is very, very important because it helps you to get in touch with you. And number 7, rid yourself of habits that prevent you from taking action on your dreams and your goals, which is so important. And then last Monday, September 21st, I talked about CEO power, leading your company to success and what was very, very important about that, okay? And I shared with you some of the things that were important for a CEO. I discussed what a CEO was and what some of the things were that a CEO is actually responsible for. And I am so excited that a lot of people actually responded to that. A lot of people did, and I'm very, very excited about that, okay? So, again, I want to encourage all of you to go to Women About Biz and to take a look at a lot of the things that we have there for you in the area of leadership through our personal development channel. And so today, as we put a closure to our overall theme, developing the leader in you, which means literally developing your leadership skills, identifying the things that are very, very important for you to start really taking action more and being that leader you need to be for your company. So today we're going to be talking about finding the leader in you, finding the inner leader, which is so very, very important. You know, I've actually had quite a few people to share with me in September, people who have emailed me talking about this particular topic of leadership. And I've had some people to share and say that they don't feel that they are necessarily a good leader. And I've had individuals ask me the question, well, Trina, if I don't feel that I'm a good leader, I'm not really ready to get out in the front and talk and be the ambassador for my company and do all of that, you know, then what should I do? Well, there's only two ways you can go with that type of question. And so I want to answer it live on the air. The first thing is that if you don't feel that you can be the leader you need to be for your company, then one choice that you do have is that you can hire someone to be the CEO of your company, hire someone to be the vice president of operations and to take the reins in doing that. But oftentimes, as solo entrepreneurs, as small micro business owners, the budget is just not there to hire somebody where we will need to pay them at least $75,000 to $150,000+ or more on an annual basis. So that leads to the second answer to this question, and that is, you know, if you don't feel that you are able to be the leader or you don't have a desire to be the leader, then you have to really go back and ask yourself an all-important question, and that is, well, why did I choose to start a business in the first place? Because no matter what type of business you have, I don't care if that business makes $75 a week, no matter what type of business you have, that business requires you to be a leader, okay? It, hands down, it requires you to be a leader. And so you cannot abdicate a leadership role when you are the business owner, not unless you have hired a CEO. And even then, you really can't abdicate. You have to delegate it to someone, right? You know, we talked about that abdication and delegation, and we talked about the fact that abdication is handing over to someone and then never looking at it again. It's with expectations that they'll take care of whatever it is that you've asked them to take care of. But that may not always be true. But as a CEO, we've learned that delegation really is the word that we're looking for, and that you never, as the CEO, abdicate or give up anything to anyone without coming back around and holding them accountable to what you have assigned to them, which is so very, very important. And that is why a lot of companies are failing today, because there's too much abdication going on instead of delegation, which means you have a follow-up system, you have an accountability system with your employees or with those that you have subcontracted. And so with that said, you know, I want to go back over what a CEO is responsible for. They make high-level decisions, okay, that will enhance the company's growth. CEOs create and lead powerful teams or qualify individuals to provide the services and the resources to clients and customers, manage the daily operations of the company, okay? And also the CEO is responsible for driving the sales of the company. You know, they have their mind on the pulse beat of the company's sales, and they know at any given time what the sales are looking like. Okay, CEOs are responsible for helping to develop and lead a strategic plan of action. Okay, and CEOs serve as the ambassador for the company. That means that they go out and speak, they're at networking events, they're finding ways to get in front of potential clients and customers, they're developing partnerships, collaborations, alliances to further grow the company's bottom line, and they are keeping a watchful eye on the company's spending habits and the money coming in and the money leaving out. Now, that's very, very important for a CEO. So how do you find your inner CEO? How do you find your leadership inside of you? Well, the first thing that you have to do in finding the leader inside of you is you have to first look and evaluate What qualities do you have as a leader? Because you do. You have the qualities to be a leader. So you need to look at what are your leadership abilities. What are you good at doing? Are you good at communicating with people? Are you good at supporting other people, right? Are you good at spearheading ideas? Are you creative in thought? What are you good at as a leader? Know what your leadership qualities are, which is so very, very important, defining the leader in you. Know what those are, okay? Here's number two in finding the inner leader in you. What do you desire to be as a leader? What type of leader do you see yourself being? Because it all starts with a vision. How do you see yourself as a leader? If everything was in place right now, can you close your eyes and look at yourself as a leader of your company? What is she doing? How is she every single day, which is so very, very important. So you see, in order to find the leader in you, it still goes back to you having a vision of how you see yourself in your company. So not only must you have a company vision, but you've got to have a leadership vision. What is your leadership vision? Okay? So that goes as number three. What is your leadership vision? How do you see yourself? What do you see yourself as? Here's number four, which I think is very, very important, is create a CEO description for yourself as a leader, and then compare and look at the skills that you do have that are required of you in that job description and the skills that you feel you don't have. Those are the things that you'll need to work on, okay? Very, very important. So that was number four. Number four was to create your CEO job description. And again, look at the requirements that you've written down for the CEO of your company and determine whether or not you qualify. And for those things that you qualify, put a check mark. For those things that you feel, hey, I don't quite qualify for this yet, but I need to highlight this with a yellow marker because these are leadership skills that I need to develop right away. Show me a woman who says she's not doing well in business, that her business is not making that much money, that she's not consistently marketing, that she's not quite clear on what her vision is for the year or for the next 6 months, the next 90 days. She's not made that much money this year, and I can say that that is a woman who is also not clear on what leadership skills need to be played in her company. You see, our business success, ladies, depends on our leadership abilities. And when we have something that is lacking in leadership, then what happens is that we're no longer able to lead the company. You know, I want to quickly share a short story with you with Steve Jobs, okay? Do you remember, maybe some of you, the CEO of Apple Computers that passed away? If you'll remember, he was let go by the board. They ousted him. And one of the reasons why they ousted him was they felt that he had lost the pulse beat on being able to handle the employees and to drive them with the vision. He had the vision, right? He had the vision for the company, but the board wanted him to go a whole nother way. And the problem that he had, because he used to get frustrated a lot with the board of directors, but the problem that he had is that he was not able to relay his vision properly to the board. They couldn't see it. They didn't buy into his vision, although it was a powerful vision. And as we know, he did eventually come back to Apple Computers as the CEO, and he did buy back up a lot of the shares that he had originally sold and took control of the company. But it was difficult for him at first because he was not able to get the board of directors, who all had a vested interest in the company, to see his vision. And so as a result of them not being able to see the vision, they felt that he was taking the company in the wrong direction. And as a result, he got ousted. Okay? Well, that wasn't necessarily the right decision that they made. But what I'm trying to get to is that Steve's ability to get others to buy into his vision, there was some skills lacking there. okay? And what you must understand is that you must be able to get people to buy into your vision, to purchase your products, to purchase your services. You must become a clear communicator. And so, again, you know, you have to define who you are as a leader and find that inner leader. And then so number five, last but not least, is that you must develop the strong habits that you have. You must bring them to the surface. So number five is bring all strong habits that help you to enhance yourself as a leader to the surface, because sometimes we have wonderful habits inside of us that we have not been practicing. So you need to be practicing those habits and bringing them to the surface. All of us can be a leader. I don't know anyone that I've met that can't be a good leader. We all need to learn, but when you are a solo entrepreneur, when you are a micro business owner, then the best way for you to be a leader, right, is to first look within your inner self and determine what is your leadership vision, what do you see for yourself, and then what is it going to take for you to get there internally? What must you start working on right away? The time is over for excuses. Again, Dr. Wayne Dyer says, an excuse, regardless of how justified it is just an excuse, okay, if it does not enhance what it is that you want out of your life and out of your business. So, ladies, it's time for you to step up to the plate, and it's time for you to find the leader in you. It's time for you to bring her out. It's time for you to take your reins as the true CEO of your company and take your business and your life to the next level. So we just wrapped up developing the leader in you. I thank you so much, and stay tuned for October as we move forward and in helping you to develop your business strategy for 2016 and all the wonderful things. We've got a lot of great stuff in store for you, so make sure you mark your calendar as we move right into October. I'm very, very excited about that. And our next radio show is on Monday, October 5th. Again, Monday, October 5th. So mark your calendar. We've got special announcements talking about our national online holiday catalog and how you can be a part of it with your product. So, again, stay tuned. You don't want to miss out. Ladies, make sure you spread the word all this week about Successful Woman Radio. Also, don't forget to give a link to the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. I know that you're going to enjoy listening to a lot of the previous broadcasts there and learning all the good things that are coming up. So stay tuned. I look forward to it. And remember, have an abundant and a joyful week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.